Well, sure. Well, Stu, it's good to be here with you, and I'm grateful to have the chance to talk about breast and cervical cancer. So more than half of Kentuckians are women, and unfortunately, in Kentucky, we have the number one highest overall risk of all cancer types across females. Thankfully, though, for breast cancer, we're only 31st in the nation, and we've made progress in that regard. So breast cancer, as you probably are aware, is an all too common condition that affects 1 in 8 American women, and unfortunately disproportionately impacts Black women who have a 40% higher risk of mortality or death from breast cancer. And this is something that we can clearly take steps to reduce. And getting regular cancer screening for breast cancer is absolutely essential for all women, and something I think we can talk about here a little bit more in a second.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's just go ahead and further on that then, in terms of, you think of breast cancer, prevention, you think of mammograms.
Yeah. And so mammograms are the primary means for women to do breast cancer screening. Previously, the recommendations were for women 50 and older to get a mammogram every other year. But now the United States Preventive Task Force has recommended that that age be lowered to 40. And so, should that recommendation stick, it will be every woman 40 and older will be encouraged to get a mammogram every other year. And this is really essential, Stu. A lot of people think that there's a strong genetic link between breast cancer in families. And while there is some genetic link, probably less than 10% of women have a genetic link. So that means 90% of women would have breast cancer without having an identified risk factor beforehand. So that means all women really need to go get a mammogram every other year, probably now starting at the age of 40.
And so moving it from 50 to 40, I guess, is that because there's just a higher incidence rate of breast cancer generally?
Well, we've learned a lot over the years, right? So that's one of the things about science is hopefully we continue to learn and grow and improve over time. And so the United States Preventive Task Force tells us that they believe we could have a 19% reduction in breast cancer mortality by lowering the age to 40 where we start screenings. That means 1 in 5 women who might otherwise die from breast cancer could be spared an early death if they start screening earlier, when the cancers can be found at an earlier stage and then are much more likely to be treated for a cure.
And what you mentioned earlier about the 1 in 8 statistic, is that I think that was probably a national figure, but is that roughly what it is in Kentucky too?
It's roughly what it is in Kentucky. And we unfortunately also have the same statistic where African American women are at higher risk for death from breast cancer than white women. And there could be multiple reasons for this. One reason is that African American women may have more invasive types of breast cancer that strike them at a younger age. And of course, there's also the ongoing challenges for differences in care and access to care that African American women confront. And so it's really important, both for all women, but in this case, since there's such a disproportionate impact on African American women, for African American women to make sure that they seek every opportunity they can to get screening. And Stu, let me share on this point. For individuals who lack health insurance, we have a program, the Kentucky Women Cancer Screening Program, that's operated through the Kentucky Department for Public Health. This program is federally funded. It's for any woman 21 and older who have a household income less than or equal to 250% of the federal poverty level. And it's for individuals who have no health insurance. And if you qualify, if you meet those criteria, you can get free breast and cervical cancer screening supported by this program. So there's no woman in Kentucky who should not have access to breast and cervical cancer screening for lack of insurance or financial means. You can find these sites. The easiest way, I think, unfortunately, is to go to Google and just type in Kentucky Woman Cancer Screening. So, Kentucky Women Cancer Screening on Google, or you can call 844-249-0708. And either way, they'll put you in touch with either a local health department, a federally qualified healthcare center, or some other location. And we have a presence in nearly all Kentucky counties, one way or another. So every woman, regardless of ability to pay, should have access to breast and cervical cancer screening.
Okay. Maybe just one other question about this, and then we'll shift over to cervical cancer. Is it a situation where I don't know how long ago the advice was given to for self-exam as well as the mammogram. So I guess the question I have is it is part of the situation that maybe women would rely on a mammogram only as a detection method.
Well, Stu, no one knows each of our bodies better than ourselves, right? We live with our own bodies every single minute of every single day we live. So, women should still, when they're in the shower and when in the soap, which makes it easier for your hand to glide over the skin, should do regular breast exams essentially in the shower every day. And if they notice any changes, any lumps or irregularities that are new or changing, that would be a reason to schedule a very soon follow-up with your physician or other healthcare clinician in order to get checked. So that still has a valuable role to play, but we still need the formal examination with the mammogram because the goal is to try to find these cancers before you can feel them. If you find them earlier, before they become obvious clinically, that's when they're most treatable and when much less destructive interventions are necessary, where maybe just removing a little portion of tissue followed by other less aggressive therapy might be sufficient versus having to go through more extensive surgeries such as a mastectomy or other types of a surgery.
Okay. Now to cervical cancer. I guess again, as we talked about the breast cancer and a mammogram, you think of a Pap smear for cervical cancer. I guess what? How can you? What would you add to that?
Right. So I guess what I would say is all cervical cancer deaths are preventable. So no woman in today's world should, in the United States for sure, should be dying from cervical cancer. Every woman from the age of 21 through the age of 65 should be getting at least every 3 year Pap smears. So this is where you go to a gynecologist or perhaps a family physician or another primary care provider, and you get a cervical exam, and they take a little sample of tissue and send it off to the laboratory, and they screen for cervical cancer. So that would be every 3 years, women should have a Pap smear. Now, that's for the age of 21 to 30. And then when you get to the age of 30 or older, there's two different paths. You can either get a Pap smear every 3 years, or you can get a different kind of test that they can do is a little less frequently every 5 years. I think for that, the public would just be better off to communicate directly with their primary care provider or gynecologist who can recommend which of those approaches is best. So for most women, a Pap smear every 3 years would be the screening path for cervical cancer.
And as far as cervical cancer incidence compared to breast cancer, what is that, in Kentucky, roughly?
Right. So the story is not quite as good here for breast cancer as cervical cancer, for cervical cancer rather, relative to breast cancer in Kentucky. So Kentucky sadly leads the nation with the highest rate of cervical cancer cases. So our rate is, like I said, the leading rate, the highest rate, which is not the place we want to be. It's the exact opposite end of the spectrum for cervical cancer. Now, in this regard, there are steps that women can take in Kentucky, though, to prevent or lower their risk for having cervical cancer. And the single most important thing they could do, other than getting their screening exams, is to ensure that all of their young children get a human papillomavirus vaccine. So this is both for boys and for girls. 9 out of 10 cases of cervical cancer are caused by human papillomavirus. And now there is a safe and effective vaccine. If you're a child between the age of 9 to 14 years old, you're recommended to get two doses. And if you're older and a bit larger, if you're age 15 to 26, you're recommended to get three doses. If you get that, that should be able to prevent 9 out of 10 cases of cervical cancer by getting that vaccination. Now, unfortunately, only about 57% of Kentuckians who should have received an HPV vaccine have received one. And that's a little bit lower than the 62% rate nationwide. So in Kentucky, we've got a long way to go, But if you get those vaccines, and it should be boys and girls because the virus is spread through sexual intercourse. If we were to do this and reduce the risk of the boys spreading the disease and the risk of the girls acquiring the disease, this will help women in adulthood to have a dramatically lower risk of ever getting cervical cancer.